it was kind of a surprise when I found out that I was pregnant. We're Catholic. My husband's like Mr. Catholic. And so we use natural family planning. And so when we got married, our friends were laughing at us like, that's not going to work. Because I took the pill for a long time and I had all the side effects. And then I tried the Depo-Provera shot. And the first time it was great. Second time, I was like 3 months chaotic mess. And then my husband at the time, like we were dating, but he was like, why don't you just go off of it and we'll try this natural family planning and we'll just see what happens. And it worked. It worked for 5 years. So, and like, really, I think I was getting lazy and tracking my my ovulation cycle. So I really think that that's how it all happened. But for the most part, like, if you do it, it completely works. So it works to get pregnant and it works not to get pregnant. I went to work one day and felt very nauseous and sick. And I went to the doctor and he thought, oh, you just have a sinus infection. And I was about to go to Mexico City. And I was like, you know, I should probably take a pregnancy test just in case. I went home, took a pregnancy test. It was like, yes. And I was like, oh, that's never said yes before. And so, and my husband at the time was like, he was like, kind of like, I don't know, you know, having kids, it's like, it's kind of nice not having kids because we were married for 5 years. But then I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to go tell him. So I went and I told him. He was ecstatic. And we said we wanted a child in the first 5 years. It turned out that she was born 2.5 weeks after our 5th anniversary. So it was good timing though. I was really excited. I'm adopted. It was like a mixed emotions, as with most major things in your life. It was like I was really happy and excited, but then I was like kind of sad, and because I'm estranged from my adopted family. And so then I was like, oh, wow, this is like on me. There was that kind of part of me of like, okay, I'm kind of on my own as a mom. Like, I don't have anyone to refer to. But mostly I was excited. And when I had Alice, I was 35 years old. I was sick all the time, like sick, throwing up, sick. So it was, I was constantly nauseous. I felt like a completely different person because I'm usually a pretty healthy person, but any smell, like everything had a smell and every smell was absolutely obnoxious. And especially because like when I first got pregnant, our trip, we went to Mexico City. So it was like the city of bad smells. But, you know, someone told me, it was like, well, if you're sick all the time, you'll have a healthy baby. So I'm like, okay. But there were times when I was throwing up so much that I was becoming dehydrated. And I lost like 30 or 40 pounds in my first 6 months of pregnancy. After 6 months, the nausea went away. And then I was able to eat and, you know, do all those things for the next 3 months. So I went to the doctor, had all the tests. Everything was great. Being a person who does not know my family history, the fear of that is that if anything medically goes wrong and you're in a birthing center, like they still have to take you you or the child to the hospital. And that's time. That's time that the baby could need, or you need, more importantly, the baby could need, that, you know, if there's resuscitation or something. I didn't want to take that risk. So it was in May, and my brother-in-law died a week before my daughter was. My sister-in-law had her son 6 months before, and it was her husband that died. He found out he had pancreatic cancer 3 days after his son was born. So it was difficult, to say the least, emotionally. Like, the whole family, it was just a mess. It was hard. It was hard for everyone to go to a funeral, you know. And his funeral, I think, was on the day that we thought Alice was due. It turned out that she was going to be late. She ended up to be born on his oldest son's birthday, which was really crazy. So that part was really hard because it's my husband's whole family, and they've always been like very together. And when that happened, it put an instant splinter through the whole entire family. The funeral happened, and then it was kind of like a waiting game. So I didn't go back to work after my brother-in-law died. I just took off work, didn't go back to work until Alice was born. I was supposed to give birth. We went to the doctor, and he was like, well, we'll give it some more time. We gave it more time. And then they finally called us and said, well, okay, come in the hospital, and we'll have to induce you. And so I was induced. It took about 48 hours of being induced. That was emotionally really difficult because his whole family was there, and then my family wasn't there. And my sister-in-law was like, I just had a baby. So here she is, her husband had just passed away. And then she was the one being like kind of more of that role model for me, which was very sweet. But very tough at the same time. So finally, they said, well, we should probably start you on your epidural because you're going to go into labor soon. You might have some pain and it's going to be sudden. And so let's start you on that. So he started me on that. And then the doctor came in to check, and he checked and left, and he said, well, you're not really dilated. And then the nurse came in to check, and she asked me, she goes, did you ever have any kind of cryogenic surgery on your cervix? And I said, yeah, why? And she goes, oh, that's what's going on. And she went and got the doctor. And then the doctor, I guess because I had this surgery, he had to go in, and I had scar tissue on my, he had to go in and break the scar tissue open, and then so I could become dilated. So I had put all this information in my file when I, of course, went to see him. So I was really surprised that I had to say this again or mention it, or I never thought of it. So, but then after that, then I immediately became dilated. But then I became very nauseous. All I can remember is pushing and taking a break, throwing up, pushing, taking a break, throwing up. It was amazing. Like, she looked just like my husband. That was the first thing. Like, I was so excited to see this child that might look like me. And then she gets handed to me, and I was like, oh, she looks just like you. Which, I mean, my husband's adorable, so I was like, oh, okay, great. She's a good-looking baby. But I was really excited. It was great to see someone, like, of my own flesh and blood, because I had never known that in my life. But I was also concerned, because I was like, oh, I don't really know what I'm doing as a mother here. Like, I've never changed a diaper. I've never given a bottle. I've never breastfed. Like, I don't know these things. So I was concerned, too. And she would go through these phases of screaming and this and that. And I think I must have been that way, too, as a baby. I heard stories from my great aunt that used to say, oh, you were in your crib just screaming, and I would go in, and I would get you, and I'd be your hero. So we actually named Alice after that aunt. In turn, I did find my biological parents and had a relationship with my father. And his mother was named Alice, which is crazy. So it turned out that it was a family name, and we just had no idea that it was a family name. So, you know, with like weird family life and all that stuff, that it really helped me solidify like who I am. I think discovery, like I kind of figured out who I was.